This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was too easy. Quarterback counter, Denton. Quarterback counter. We said we didn't want to see it. Untouched into the end zone, 24-7, early moments of the third quarter. Game over. Good morning. That was almost as impressive as Monday night. Maybe not quite as much because the opponent wasn't the same, but it was certainly a better overall team effort. The defense played its best game by far. 42-14, an absolute mauling of a team that played Buffalo close in the opener, blew out the Rams in week two, and hung with the Lions last week. Not a good team, the Cardinals, but not a team you're supposed to beat 42-14 unless you yourself are a good team. And right now, Washington is certainly on offense. And that's because they have what you have to have in the NFL to be taken seriously as a contender. A contender, I said. Did I say a contender? A quarterback. That's what they have. Look, they may not be a contender for it all as we speak, but it has become, I think, rather clear that they have the piece that you must have. They have the quarterback. What's the saying, Denton? He's him, as the kids say. He's him. Let's go with it today. Seriously, let's not worry about whether or not it's too early, too premature. We all know that, all right? We all know four games is too small a sample size. Got it. Check that box. Too early to say what I'm going to say. But I'm going to say it anyway. Jaden Daniels looks like an elite NFL quarterback right now. I'm not saying he is the best quarterback in the league right now, but he looks like he might be one of the best in the league right now. He's certainly playing like one of the best. His start to his career, four games, all right, check that box, too early, has been historic. I'll get to that coming up in a moment. But because he's been so good, and because more importantly, he's led his team to three wins in a row and into sole possession of first place in the NFC East. He has literally, in this short month, given an entire franchise, and by the way, a very fractured and almost lost fan base, a jolt of confidence and hope that has been so desperately needed. Hope, remember, Red, hope's a good thing. Maybe the best of things, hoping this letter finds you. Finds you doing well. That movie and that scene never gets old. Oh my God, the offense and the quarterback. We haven't seen anything like this in a long, long time. He is playing at such a high level. Not for a rookie, for anybody. I mean, who's actually playing the position better than Jaden Daniels right now? Josh Allen? I don't know, after last night. Sam Darnold? Actually, maybe. He is legitimately in the conversation for the league MVP. Not offensive rookie of the year, which he's now a prohibitive favorite to win. He's in the conversation for league MVP. Odds-wise, update Denton, Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Stroud, Purdy, Darnold are the only players ahead of him right now after looking at a couple of sites real quickly before the show. If you're wondering, Jim Brown in 1957 was the last and only rookie to win an NFL League MVP. We're going with it this morning, okay? We've checked the box too early. Four games, small sample size. Got it. Our eyes are not deceiving us, though. He's playing at such a high level. And this team, yesterday, on a short week, you know, following their win Monday night, an absolute thrilling win over Cincinnati, this team put on a clinic yesterday. The head coach, his staff, his coordinators, the quarterback, of course, and a lot more. And to me, and Denton understands this because he's a veteran, and those of you that bet understand this, what made this route so impressive is that you don't typically expect NFL teams on short weeks to be as sharp as Washington was, especially when you're coming off an emotional high like the one that they had on Monday night. One of the reasons Arizona was favored in the game by 3.5 is NFL odds makers understand that short rest teams typically don't perform as well when facing teams on normal rest. But man, they looked sharp. They looked super fresh. And they took the heart out of the opponent. I mean, Arizona looked done midway through the second quarter. And if there was any hope for them, that third quarter drive, three plays, and then he just kind of scoots in untouched on a quarterback counter on first and goal at the 9 to take a 24-7 lead. That was it. No chance after that. The best player in the game for the second straight week, really maybe the third straight week, was Jaden Daniels. He's four games into his career, and he was playing a former number one pick last night, or not necessarily playing him head-to-head, but Kyler Murray was the other quarterback. And to me, the difference between the two in that game last evening was so stark. Daniels is by far and away the better quarterback, the quarterback that's playing better, and the quarterback with the much bigger upside. Kyler Murray can't see over the line of scrimmage. And they had him trying to throw from the pocket. Some of that was Washington's doing. He couldn't do it. Daniels already appears to be at his best throwing from the pocket. I mean, he sat back in the pocket for much of the game and just diced and sliced and shredded Arizona's defense. 26 of 30 following 21 of 23. In his last two games, he's 47 of 53, 88.7%. I'm sure at this point, 10 in the morning, day after, you've probably seen a lot of these historic numbers. If you haven't, I'm going to give them to you. He's the first quarterback in NFL history, not rookie quarterback, the first quarterback in NFL history to go back-to-back games with a completion percentage of 85% or higher. Last week, or Monday night, 91.3% when he was 21 of 23. And then yesterday, 86.7%, 26 of 30. And then there's this. Through four games, his completion percentage is 82.1%, the highest through four games in NFL history, the highest through the first four games in NFL history. Again, not for a rookie, for any quarterback in history. Here are the quarterbacks that he eclipsed for the best four-game start to a season completion percentage-wise. His 82.1%, all-time record. Number two on the list, Peyton Manning in 2008 was 81.8% through four games. And the 2007 undefeated regular season Patriots led by Thomas Brady, he had a 79.7% completion percentage. something interesting about both of those guys that Jaden just passed and an all-time NFL start to a season. Both of those quarterbacks in those respective years won the MVP. Make no mistake that despite the opponent, and Arizona's not a big test, I'll concede that. We talked about that on Friday. I did not think it was a very good defensive team. I thought it was a team that they could run on. They did that, and then they just had their way once again. But through the first four games, Jaden Daniels' performance has been historic from the standpoint of throwing the football. You know, many were convinced, you know, by NFL pundits, by advanced, you know, companies, by other shows, that this guy was a run-first quarterback. A great athlete, a big-time playmaker, which, by the way, he is and was, but that he couldn't process, that he couldn't throw the ball over the middle of the field. That was one of the top two or three complaints. That his pressure to sack percentage, which of course meant he holds on to it too long. Can't do that in the NFL. It's an absolute killer when quarterbacks do that. And that these things would be his undoing. Except that a lot of that was not necessarily relevant when taken into context. If you watched and you watched the games, and you had a feel for the games, the scores in the games, with him as a college quarterback. Jaden Daniels proved at LSU that he could process, that he could throw a football at a very high level. And he's showing that very much early in his NFL career. It's early, I know. You know, it's early. But, you know, too early, too small a sample size, yada, yada, yada. It doesn't change the factual information at hand right now. His four-game start as a quarterback in the NFL is historical. And because of it, his name is now in the MVP conversation. And his team is in the conversation of playoffs. He just makes it look so ridiculously easy. It's just so much fun to watch him. And, you know, I said this when they beat the Bengals on Monday night, you know, primarily because of his play as much as anybody else's, that the conversation was starting to change. Going into the Cincinnati game, we talked about if they win, that's a conversation changer on this season for this team. And they did win that game. And it didn't change for everybody. But if they went out to Arizona and he played another great game and they won that game and they were in sole possession of the NFC East, if Philly loses to Tampa Bay, that does that change the conversation for everybody? At this point, I don't really care if it does or doesn't, but I really would suggest that we shove all of the building block and rebuild talk to the side for at least a few weeks and talk about the fact that this team right now is the best, or certainly one of the two or three best offensive teams in the NFL. They're off to one of the great starts offensively in recent modern NFL history. And yes, there are still limitations. There are still concerns defensively, even after yesterday. But we are nearly a quarter through this season. They are in sole possession of first in their division. And they've got a quarterback who's playing at an elite level, which is number one when you're looking for teams that can get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There and perhaps contend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.